Democrats blast Republicans for not creating jobs. Just 2 days before Governor Scott Walker is scheduled to address the full legislature on the state of the state, Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller criticizes him for the lack of job creation.
Over 30,000 jobs lost in just the last 6 months. The governor and legislative Republicans need to answer one question. Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs?
Wisconsin lost 3,900 private sector jobs in December, but the state gained 13,500 jobs for 2011 as a whole, which is double the number from the previous year. Still, it's not enough to put Governor Walker on track to create 250,000 private sector jobs in his first term, as promised. Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor says the state agencies should be required to purchase goods and services from Wisconsin companies. Also, she's not happy about Walker returning federal funds.
We could do something to help to make sure that federal dollars that are flying away from Wisconsin that could create jobs, that at least it would come through the legislature to confirm that we should be giving up these dollars. The full legislature should have a vote before we determine sending dollars back.
Oshkosh Democrat Jessica King worries many men and women in the military won't have jobs when they return home. And Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen puts in his 2 cents worth.
And while Democrats have made creating jobs a top priority, the Republicans have failed to make it much of any priority at all. The special job creation session, not so special.
Walker recently unveiled a series of proposals aimed at helping students prepare for college and the job market as part of his job creation plan. The College and Workforce Readiness Council aims to look for ways to help employers, colleges, and universities team up to train students for high-demand fields. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.